الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وطبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبا القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الغر الميامين المنتجبين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم والناصبين الحرب على أشياعهم من قيام ظلمهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وهو أصدق القائلين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد محمد.
Verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not consider those who have been slain in the way of Allah for the cause of Allah to be dead, but they are alive and they are being provided with sustenance. It's very important for us to understand the philosophy of Shahada, the philosophy of martyrdom as presented in the message of Islam is so vivid and clear that anybody who sacrifices anything in the way of Allah, whether his wealth, whether his life, whether his children, whether his beloved, everything that he sacrifices to keep the message of Allah alive and to serve the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is going to be rewarded with the divine reward which he could not even envisage, which he could not even imagine how great that reward is. And the highest of that reward is the death of martyrdom. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up all the doors of his mercy, the doors of paradise, to receive the souls of the martyrs who did not care about the most precious thing in their head, which is one's life. They did not care about their life. They did not care about their children's life. They did not care about anything that they possessed. Everything was given for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says that the best of the death is the death of martyrdom. And through the death of martyrdom, the martyr or the shaheed remains alive in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although we do not see him. Apparently we would have seen him being facing his death on the battlefield whilst fighting for the cause of Allah. But that death which comes through the physical destruction, so to say, destruction, is not a death in the eyes of Allah. It is a life. It is a hayat-e-javedan. It is an eternal life whereby the person lives eternally. He is being provided with sustenance, and not only that, but he is given the power of intercession as well. Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, when I went to Mi'raj, I saw on the arsh of Allah, it was written, وَسَفِينَةُ النَّجَاةِ. Definitely, verily, certainly, Hussein is the lantern of guidance and he is the ship of salvation. Therefore, if anybody wants the correct guidance, that guidance which Rasulullah himself introduced and for which he spent all his life guiding people towards the right path, if he wants to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah, he should follow the footsteps of Hussein. If he wants to follow and to achieve the salvation and bliss, the eternal pleasure in this life and hereafter, as Rasulullah had promulgated, then he should follow the footsteps of Hussein. This is the day of sacrifice. This is the day of Zibh Azim. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخَرِينَ. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, whilst following the footsteps of Janabi Ibrahim Khalilullah, who brought one Ismail in Mina to sacrifice in the way of Allah, Imam Hussein followed the sincerity and the spirit of sacrifice of Janabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in such a way that instead of bringing one Ismail, he brought 72 Ismails in Karbala. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is giving the sacrifice of 72 Ismails. Why there was a need of such a great sacrifice? Because the cause for which he was dying was such a great cause. That in order to keep it alive until the day of judgment, a great sacrifice was needed. And in this ayat of Surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself has made it clear, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, when Ismail alayhi salam was saved. And instead of Ismail, a ram was sacrificed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim, your sacrifice is accepted, but we have left it to the coming generation. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِ. What is in it? The great spirit of sacrifice has been deferred to the coming generation in your own progeny. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. The coming generation, they are going to complete your vision of sacrifice. And that sacrifice will be termed as the Zibh-e Azim, the great sacrifice. Now if you look at the sacrifice that was rendered in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Christians say that that great sacrifice was the crucifixion of Jesus. But the Quran denies it. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill Jesus. They did not crucify Jesus. But he only resembled to them. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَرَّفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. They have definitely not killed Jesus, but Allah raised him alive towards him. Now if Jesus was not sacrificed, then in the progeny of Ibrahim, there are two branches. One is the progeny of Ishaq and one is the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. If in the progeny of Ishaq, if in the zurriyat of Ishaq, there is no great sacrifice, so you have to search for the great sacrifice of which the good tidings have been given in the Holy Quran in the progeny of Ismail. And in the progeny of Ismail, when you come to search for the great sacrifice, there is no other sacrifice in the progeny of Ismail but this sacrifice that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is giving on the bell of Karbala today. This is the day of Ashura. This is the day of sacrifice. This is the day for over which the way Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed, all the Anbiya of Allah, all the Malaika, they wept over him, they mourned over him. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving a great degree and a great martaba to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A very high status to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why was there a need to weep over Imam Hussein when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing him with shahada? You see, we do not weep that Imam Hussein alayhi salam attained the martaba or the status of shaheed. No, that was a great blessing for him indeed. That was a great bounty for him indeed. There is no denial of the fact. But what we weep over is the way he attained the sacrifice. We weep over the masail of Imam Hussein. Not that he had attained a great status in the eyes of Allah. This is the distinction over which many Muslims get confused. That Imam Hussein, if Imam Hussein emerged through his sacrifice as the triumphant, and if he happened to save Islam, why is there a need of mourning and weeping over him? The mourning and weeping over him is because of the human sympathy and human feelings and human emotions and human sentiments that are attached to the way he was treated by not Jews or Christians or Buddhists or Hindus, but by Muslims themselves. Islam ke chaman ko samara Hussain ne. Islam ke chaman ko samara Hussain ne. Har naqsh zindagi ka ubara Hussain ne. Zahir mein qatl ho gaye teze Yazid se, batin mein har Yazid ko mara Hussain ne. Batin mein har Yazid ko mara Hussain ne. You see, any symbol of Hussain, even the Kaaba of Hussain, even the Rosa of Hussain, even the Holy Mausoleum of Hussain, each and every symbol of Hussain is becoming a source of threat for the tyrants, for the dictators, for the oppressors, for all time to come. For all time to come. Otherwise, what is the need? Hussain has been killed. They satisfied their bloodthirstiness, Banu Umayyah satisfied their bloodthirstiness by conducting the greatest tragedy in the annals of mankind. There is no other tragedy compared to Hussein. There is no other tragedy. But after having satisfied their bloodthirstiness, what was there a need of now to show their enmity, animosity, and their resentment against his grave, against his sign, because Hussein in the grave also was a threat to their power. Hussein, whilst alive, was a great threat to their power, and in grave also he is a threat to every Yazidi, to every Marwani, to every Ibn Ziyadi. And Hussein, so long as Hussein's message is alive, there is no compromise with the tyrants. There is no compromise with the despots at all, and they know it. And they know it. Through the majalis of Hussein, through the matam of Imam Hussein, through the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, through the visitations to the shrine of Imam Hussein, they know that it is such a big voice which is piercing their ear, their hearing, their ears, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's message, when it is being conveyed today on the satellite channels, on the internet, through the ziyarat, every sharir person, every wicked and evil person feels that if he is a threat to me. And that's why you will be able to see that there are so many other channels that, which have come up, the secularists, Muslim secularists, those who rather obey their own dictators and tyrants than obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rather obey the commands of their tyrants rather than obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know that so long as there will be Yazidism, there is going to be Husaynism. Hussein is always going to be there, because in every age and time, it is Hussein and Hussein's message which is going to fight the followers of Shaitan, the followers of Iblis. Today Imam Hussein alayhi salam has brought chosen ones with him. And the way he chose for himself, those who would render the great sacrifice and will stand so steadfast, no matter what happens, they will not budge from their way. This was the strategy of Imam Hussein, which is today being fulfilled on the battlefield of Karbala. When the day of Ashura arrived, when the 10th Muharram arrived, Umar al-Sa'd, he assembled all his forces. Imagine, there was an order of the governor in Kufa, Ibn Ziyad alayhi la'aimullah, that he said, any bodily capable person should not stay in Kufa. I don't want to see any person who is bodily capable and who is capable of fighting should remain in Kufa. Everyone should take his arms and go to Karbala. And in this way, the history of Karbala records that at the very least there were 30,000 troopers, and at the most there are, the figure goes to 100,000 or more. These came and besieged the grandson of the Holy Prophet. That grandson of the Holy Prophet, who was so much beloved to the Prophet. Rasulullah used to say, Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Rasulullah, one day he was giving a khutbah on his minbar and he heard a child crying. And Rasulullah came down from the minbar and he inquired that which child, who is this child who is crying? And he was told, Ya Rasulullah, there is a madrasa in the neighborhood and the teacher has punished the child and therefore the child is crying. He came to the teacher and he said, don't punish this child. Don't treat him politely and kindly, because his voice resembles the voice of my Hussein. I cannot hear Hussein crying. The only the voice of that child resembles Hussein. Can you imagine what Rasulullah, how much Rasulullah would have his heart have pain to live with Hussein from morning until the time of Shahada. Every single corpse that he brought, every single body of Shaheed that he brought from Maidan-e-Karbala, he cried on the body. He cried on the body the whole day. Hussein alayhi salam, on the one hand, is showing his valor and bravery and the Haydari favor, the mood of Haydari Kadrar in the battlefield, and on the other hand, he is expressing his human sympathy and his emotion towards his beloved ones. Some of them he had reared and brought up from their childhood. Some of them were so beautiful and handsome that he was proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a son who resembles Rasulullah. Hussein alayhi salam, when Umar al-Sa'd alayhi la'natullah, when he assembled his full force and told them, be prepared for the war today. Today we are going to kill all this. Hussein alayhi salam also gave the command of the right flank of the army to Zuhair ibn Qayn and the command of the left flank of the army to Habib ibn Mazahir. He gave the alam to Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas, so long as a single soul among the companions of Hussein was alive, alam has to be raised. Alam has to be there in the Maidan so that the enemy knows that there are still fighters available. Here, when the Yazidis prepared themselves for the first attack, this is the morning. But the morning started with special prayers, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam ordered his son Ali Akbar. He said, oh Ali Akbar, today I want to hear your voice of Azan. The Subhai Azan was given by Janabi Ali Akbar. Hussein alayhi salam heard the voice of Ali Akbar. And now when the Yazidis prepared themselves for the first attack, Habib ibn Mazahir and Zuhair ibn Qayn started calling all the companions of Hussein, all companions of Hussein, all loyal companions of Hussein, that time has arrived for which we have come to Karbala. That time has arrived and there is no escape from it. Now the companions of Hussein, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they decided it with themselves that just because only 30 of us have got the animal of riding and 40 are on the foot. So how are we going to defend? Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in order to protect the tents of the ladies of Ahlul Bayt, he had done a big trench and it was filled with fire so that the enemy cannot attack through the trench. But one flank was completely open to the enemy attack. Now here, when Ashabi Hussein saw that the first attack is being mobilized, what they did, they just decided that in our presence we are going to defend Hussein and the children of Hussein and the ladies of the holy household of the Prophet in such a way that we will, if any attack comes, if any arrows come, we are going to bear the arrows on our chest. But we will not allow any arrow to reach Sakina. We will not allow, I mean, I'm not going to allow any arrow to reach Zainab. And in this way, those who were on foot, they stayed in front. And they stayed behind. Those who were riding on the animals, they formed the first line of defense. And a rain of arrow came. May I say, O Habib ibn Mazahir, O Muslim ibn Awsaja, O Zuhair ibn Qa'in, O John ibn John, O Wahhabi Qalbi, so long as you were alive, indeed, you defended your Imam in such a way that not a single arrow reached the water bag in Mashkizi of Sakina, not a single arrow reached Janabe of the Kulsum and Janabe Zaina. But after the noon, when you were no more there, don't ask me what happened. What sort of attack was done against Imam Hussein and against the children of Imam Hussein and against the beloved of Imam Hussein? Hence that the morning passed in this way, in this first attack. When the first attack subsided, Imam Hussein lifted his eyes in order to see how many of my companions have died. Among the companions who had died, Imam Hussein alayhi salam saw that his old companion, Muslim ibn Awsaja, who was about 90, he was completely injured from head to legs. Imam Hussein alayhi salam sat beside him and took his hand in his lap and he said, "Oh Muslim, you are leaving my company." Habib ibn Mazahir was alive at that moment. Habib ibn Mazahir addressed Muslim ibn Awsaja. He said, "Oh Muslim ibn Awsaja, if I was not sure that I will be, if I had any doubt that I'll be accompanying you in a few moments, I would have definitely asked you, have you got any will to leave? Have you got any wasiyat to leave?" Muslim ibn Awsaja said, "Oh Habib, yes, I have got a will, I have got a wasiyat. Listen to my wasiyat and act upon it." And Muslim just had a time of lifting his finger and pointing to Hussein and saying, "Oh Habib, usika bihada. Oh Habib, I beseech you, do not leave the company of Hussein. Do not leave the company of Hussein." And Muslim ibn Awsaja was breathing his last. Hussein saw that from one of the camp, a young boy came out. A young boy came out. Hussein said, "Hazrat Abbas, oh Abbas, go and fetch this boy. Why are you going towards the enemy camp?" And the boy was brought in front of Imam Hussein and he stood attentively. And Imam Hussein said, "Oh boy, why are you going towards the camp? Why are you going towards the enemy camp?" He said, "Mawla, my mother has sent me." Whose son are you? Who is your father or guardian? He said, "Mawla, my father is sleeping in your rest. I am the son of Muslim ibn Awsaja." Umar said, "Don't go back. Go back to your mother. You'll go back to your mother because your father has already sacrificed himself and that is enough." And the mother said, "No, Mawla, let my son also follow the footsteps of his father. I am not going to take him there." This was the spirit of sacrifice. There was somebody, Wahhabi Qalbi. He was a Christian. Only a month ago he was a Christian. And he was still traveling with his bride. Only 17 days had passed since he had got married. Only 17 days. And when Imam Hussein's caravan was moving, the caravan of Wahhabi Qalbi also was there. The mother sent him, "Go and inquire whose caravan is
said, when Mahatakandi came back with an answer, this is the grandson of the prophet of the Muslims. Janabe Mahatakandi and his mother and his bride accompanied Imam Hussein alayhi salam when Mahatakandi came to seek the final final birthday to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The wife said, they take me to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I want to make certain conditions. The wife was brought. Imam, she said, oh Hussein, I am a newly wed bride, but I am prepared to give him the permission to go and sacrifice himself on condition. Then let him promise me in your front that he is not going to stay in heaven without me. That he is not going to go into heaven without me. Mother of Baha'u said, oh wife of Baha'u, leave him go, leave him to go into the battlefield. As Baha'u came, and as he was attacked, and as he died, what happened is this. Mother was looking at the war or the battles of Baha'u Hassan, and she was holding a bamboo of the tent when she saw her son being killed. As a person came and he severed the head of Baha'u and threw the head of Baha'u towards his mother. The mother lifted the head of Baha'u and she threw it back. She said, one thing that is given in the name of Allah is not taken away. It's not taken back. It is this way. Janabe Baha'u was martyred. His wife took a spear and she came. She couldn't see her husband being killed. She came with her spear. And Imam Hussain said, oh wife of Baha'u, come back because jihad on women is not allowed, is sacred. But here somebody, the killer of Baha'u came and he hit the woman on her head. This was the first woman martyr in Karbala. Among the martyrs of Karbala, this was a woman who is the first martyr in Karbala. Aur jab ye din Ashur ka din bitta gaya aur Zuhr ka waqt aaya, Abu Tamam Saadi aage badhe aur Imam Hussain alaihi salam se haath jod kar kaha, Maula, ye aakhri namaz hai, hum chahte hain aakhri namaz aapke piche padhe. Jabke Abu Tamam Saadi ne Farzande Rasool ko yaad dilaya, ye namaz ka waqt hai, aa raha hai Farzande Rasool ko pata tha namaz ka waqt hai, lekin Abu Tamam Saadi ki ye ada Farzande Rasool ko itni pasand aayi ke Farzande Rasool ne aasman ki taraf haath buland karke dua di, Abu Tamam, خدا تمہیں نماز گزاروں میں مشہور کرے. خدا تمہیں نماز گزاروں میں مشہور کرے. آپ کا تصور کیجئے نماز کتنی محبوب تھی حسین کو. حسین نے کہا تھا میری آنکھوں کی تندر تھندر ہے نماز. اب یہاں پر کس طرح نماز پڑھی جائے, یہاں پر ایسے وقت میں کہ جب کے جنگ چل رہی ہے, نماز خوف پڑھی جاتی ہے, جناب امام حسین نے حبیب ابن مظاہر کو بھیجا, ان سے اجازت مانگ لو, تم بھی نماز پڑھو ہمیں بھی نماز پڑھنے دو, تم بھی نماز پڑھو ہمیں بھی نماز پڑھنے دو. اب وہاں سے مسلسل تیروں کی بوچھار آتی گئی, وہاں سے آواز آئی, ابن فاطمہ تمہاری نماز قبول نہیں ہے, اے فاطمہ کے بیٹے تمہاری نماز قبول نہیں ہے. حسین نے کہا اگر تمہیں نماز پڑھنی ہے, میں چاہتا ہوں میرے سامنے دو شخص کھڑے رہے کہ تیروں کی بوچھار کو اپنے سینے پر اٹھائے اور اس طرح ابن فاطمہ نماز پڑھائے گا, علی مرتضیٰ کا بیٹا نماز پڑھائے گا, سعید بن عبداللہ اور زہیر ابن فیض جس کا تذکرہ کر رہا میں نے مجلس پہ کیا, جس کا واقعہ میں نے پڑھا, دونوں کو امام حسین علیہ السلام ایسی ذمہ داری تھی. اور دیکھیں آپ کس طرح اس ذمہ داری کو نبھایا, سعید بن عبداللہ اور زہیر کے غیر امام حسین کے سامنے کھڑے رہے اور صندوق منگوا دو. تبرکات کا صندوق آیا, اس میں سے ایک بہت ہی پرانا پہلوان اٹھایا, اسے تیزے میں تنگ کیا, اسے چاک چاک پھاڑا. جناب زینب نے کہا, بھیا یہ کیا کر رہے ہو؟ کہا, جب کہ میری شہادت کے بعد اشقیا آئیں گے میرے کپڑے لوٹنے کے لیے, تو اس پہلوان کو شاید پٹا پڑا نہ سمجھ کر چھوڑ دے, تاکہ میرا جسم مزدور رہے, میرا جسم مزدور رہے. جناب زینب نے سر پیٹ لیا, کہا, میری ماں نے کہا تھا کہ جب حسین تجھ سے یہ پہلوان مانگے سمجھ لینا, اب حسین میدان سے نہیں آئے گا, اب حسین میدان سے نہیں آئے گا. یہاں پر چھوٹی بیٹی امام حسین علیہ السلام کی آئی, کہا, بابا قد استسلمت للموت, ارے بابا آپ نے مرنے پر قبر باندھ لی ہے. حسین نے کہا, بیٹی وہ کیوں کر مرنے نہ چاہے جس کا کوئی حامی مددگار نہیں رہا ہے, کوئی بھی باقی نہیں رہا ہے. کہا, بابا اگر مرنے جانا ہے فردنا علی حرف الہ حرام جدنا, ہمیں ہمارے جد کے حوالے تک واپس بھیج دے, واپس پہنچا دے. کہا, بیٹی بیٹی تمہارا بابا آج گرفتار بلا ہے, تمہارا بابا آج گرفتار بلا ہے. سکینہ کہا, جناب زینب کے ہاتھ سونپا, اور کہا, یہ میری بیٹی میرے سینے پر سونے والی سکینہ, اس کو یتیمی کا دام محسوس ہو رہا.